Many Mount Allison students will start their Saturday bright and early tomorrow to get ready for a full day of Shinerama events. Saturday is the annual Shine Day fundraiser, and Shinerama's Mount Allison chair, Sajid Binafaz, dropped by CHMA's studio to share a bit about what Shine Day will be like in Sackville.
Hi, my name is Sajid Binafaz. I'm going into my fourth semester this fall, and I'm the Shine Chair for 2022-23, currently working for the MASU office.
So tell us, what do you have in store for Shine Day in Sackville on Saturday?
As you're aware of the fact that Shinerama has been like a custom for all the orientation, university orientation for a long time, this year won't be an exception because Shinerama this year is also going to be great. This Saturday we are hosting our Shine Day, and starting from 7:30 we have our Shine Breakfast that's happening in the meal hall. Everyone who's a volunteer, site leader, or the students who are new and participating in our fundraising campaign, we have a guest speaker who will be speaking. She has cystic fibrosis. We're not yet saying the name because it's a surprise, so people have to be in the Jennings to see who's coming for the speech. And after that, we split ourselves in different sites. In Sackville, we have six sites till now, and we will be doing fundraising. We have small games planned at the park opposite to Independent. And we will be having fundraising and engaging events till 4. But we're ending the day with a pretty awesome party at Ducky's that starts from 10. To in the morning next day.
And so around the streets of Sackville, you mentioned there's six sites, Bill Johnstone Park, with some activities and games. What else is going on?
We have a car wash going on at Sackville Car Wash that's just beside McDonald's in the main street. And we usually have a couple of other sites outside Sackville. Unfortunately, this year we cannot do it. There are COVID restrictions and some other things which limited us from going outside Sackville. So we have one car wash beside McDonald's, and we have some activities planned in the park. And other than that, we're thinking of doing a small mini parade. Depending on how much response we get, we'll have a parade that will be going around Sackville. It actually depends on how much students are participating. We are actually expecting a big number of students this year who will be participating in our Shine event. So it's something that people will get to know during the Shine Day.
Okay. Will people be out on, you know, in past Shine Days, people have been out on the street with a bucket or something, just hooting and hollering and hoping for donations. Is that part of the deal this year?
Absolutely. This is just like typical fundraising thing that happens every year. We obviously have to stick with the basics and add creativity as well. But there will be volunteers and students all around Sackville with posters, with donation boxes, Bluetooth speakers, playing some music, and asking for donations. What usually you see in the past years, it's going to be the same. But at the same time, our Shine campaign doesn't end on Shine Day. This year, actually, we are extending our campaign till the end of the fall. So till fall, we will have fun and engaging events. Shinerama is collaborating with clubs and societies of Mount Allison University. So every event that you will see, Shinerama will be collabing with them. We also have collaborations with small businesses like House of Tarka and The Sip. We also are having game nights for the Soccer or Football World Cup, Cricket World Cup, which are coming. So we have a lot of events planned apart from Shine Day as well. And also, I think by the end of this month, we will also have a garden party, which is a very anticipated event in the Shinerama campaign.
For people who may have forgotten or may never have known what Shinerama is about, what are you raising money for?
So Shinerama is a fundraising campaign for people suffering with cystic fibrosis, its cure and research. It started back in early 1900 from a shoe shining event. That's what the word shine comes from. So from that point, it was actually a part of university orientation where new students actually did event like hosted fundraising events like this to raise money for it. And till date, more than $7 million has been raised. And Mount A actually has a pretty successful Shinorama campaigns, we actually won a national award for raising the highest number of funds.
Wow, congrats. All right, well, best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, and thank you for having me here.
That was Sajid Bin Afaz, Mount Allison's Shinorama Chair for 2022. Keep your eyes peeled on Saturday for many a Mount Allison student out and about collecting money for the annual Shine Day event.